Johnny and Mel Diamond on a brand new band. Asked her mama for permission and her daddy for hand. I got some big, big plans. Build a little house out on some hand-me-down land. Find a little island where we go to get tan. Bet we take our kids down there. She finally figured out I'm gonna ask her to marry me. I got some big, big plans. Build a little house out on some hand-me-down land. Find a little island where we go to get tan. Bet we take our kids down there one day. And I know she wouldn't mind if I did a little something like find a flight. Overnight to paradise and late tonight. And I'ma put some big, big plans.
She don't know, she don't know.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durant, Downsville, Heaven. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durant.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A manhunt continuing for the person who shot and killed activist Charlie Kirk on a Utah college campus this week. Authorities combing over forensic evidence, asking for the public's help.
President Trump hoping Charlie Kirk's killer will be caught soon.
He's an animal, total animal. And hopefully they'll have him and they'll get him. What he did is disgraceful.
Officials also announced they recovered a high-powered rifle wrapped in a towel in the woods and three unspent cartridges that contained wording on them, expressing what law enforcement officials describe as transgender and anti-fascist. Law enforcement has not explained what that means or whether those markings were meant to misdirect investigators.
ABC's Jacqueline Lee. Mortgage rates plummeting ahead of an anticipated Federal Reserve rate cut next week. The question is how much interest rates could be sliced. More than 300 South Korean workers detained in an immigration raid at a Hyundai plant in Georgia have been brought back to Korea on a charter plane. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Ever wonder why you have insurance for your car or home, but not your digital life? Meet Webroot Total Protection, your digital bodyguard that includes antivirus, identity protection, VPN, cloud backup, and more. With plans for individuals and families, Webroot takes the guessing game out of cybersecurity so you can get back to living your best life online. Go to webroot.com/offer and get 50% off today. That's webroot.com/offer to get 50% off today. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional.
Dairy farmers, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy farmers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison, September 30th through October 3rd. Make the drive, bring your passion, and be a part of the dairy event of the year. World Dairy Expo 2025. The road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets were lower. October down 23 to 16.33. November down 26 to 16.32. December down 22 to 16.78. January down 10 at 16.94. Cheese markets were lower. Barrels down 4 to 163.5. 40-pound blocks down 5.25 to 162. 3 trade a barrel, 11 trade of block on the day. Cash butter down 3.75 to 192.75. No trades on the day. Dryway down a half to 58.5. One trade on the day. Triple-digit gains in the live and feeder cattle markets as the trade finally said enough downward pressure, at least for the time being, even though boxed beef prices were mixed. Now, hog markets were mostly higher in the nearby months, not because of fundamental support. The export report wasn't fruitful. Midday pork cutout values were lower yesterday. It's pretty much technical buying, especially in the nearby months. October live cattle up $1.12 to $232.27. September feeder cattle up $2.02 to $355.22. October hogs up $1.35 to $98.17. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all mostly higher. A lot of positioning ahead of the WASD report. The daily export wire for corn was at 539,000 metric tons. Soybeans, there's some trade believes that there's talk of China potentially returning to purchase U.S. beans. That really helped the soybean markets. Wheat markets had some short covering and also strengthened MATIF wheat prices supported the market. New crop corn up 2.75 to 419.75. New crop beans up 8.25 to 1033.5. Chicago wheat, September up 8 to 503. Minneapolis wheat, September up 2 to 550.25. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Local markets from Thursday at Alcivia Durand at cash and October corn at 360, December 365, new crop 26, 401. Cash and October corn 924, December 933, new crop 26, 965. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 365.75, October 369.75, November 369.75, and December at 374.75. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash and October corn 370, December at 373. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and new crop corn 364, cash and new crop beans 948. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 370, new crop 26410, cash beans 931, new crop 26985. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn at 375, October 375, November 375, new crop 26415, cash beans 943, October and November 939, new crop 26, 1015. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 359, new crop 366, cash and new crop beans 951. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 227 to 247, Holstein fed cattle 199 to 223, market cows 126 to 166, bulls 166 to 210, calves 450 to 1660, beef steers 339 to 680, Holstein steers 217 to 465. Sheep markets, light lambs 320 and down, market lambs 245 and down, ewes 110 and down, rams 85 and down, goat markets, does 90 and down, bucks 250 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 234 to 249, finished beef heifers 234 to 249, finished dairy steers 210 to 229, market cows 120 to 144, market bulls 155 to 201. Market hogs 70 to 92, light sows 75 to 82.50, heavy sows 78 to 84.50, boars 33 to 40. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Let's go.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hey, Jen, you ready for a girls' night in?
Absolutely. A little wine, a little JTV.
Yes, I love jewelry television.
I'm obsessed with their Italian gold designs.
Me too. And their colored gemstone jewelry. So many different gemstones. Absolutely gorgeous. I shop on TV and online.
Right now, new customers receive 25% off their first purchase of $50 or more when they visit jtv.com/radio.
More wine?
Yes, and more JTV.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny and warm today with highs in the lower 80s. An isolated shower or storm possible after midnight tonight. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and mild. A low of 65. Pretty toasty this weekend, 86 Saturday, near 90 on Sunday. The bathroom you always wanted, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet at 800-329-4115. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
When you see a deer, you see Bambi. And I see antlers up on the wall. When you see a lake, you think picnics. And I see a large mouth up under that log. You're probably thinking that you're gonna change me. In some ways, well, maybe you might. Scrub me down, dress me up all. But no matter what, remember, I'm still. Priceless French paint. I see a drunk naked girl. You think that riding a wild bull sounds crazy, and I'd like to give it a whirl. Well, love makes a man do some things he ain't proud of, and in a weak moment I might walk your sissy dog. Still a guy, and I'll pour out my heart, hold your hand in the car, write a love song that makes you cry, then turn right around, knock some jerk to the ground, cause he caught the feel as you walk by. I can hear you now talking to your friends, saying, yeah, girls, he's come along. Knuckles and carrying a club and building a fire in a cave. But when you say a back rub means only a back rub, then you swat my hand when I try. Well, now what can I say at the end of the day? Honey, I'm still a guy. Facials, manicured, waxed, and Botoxed, with deep spray on tans and creamy lotiony hands, you can't grip a tackle box. Yeah, with all these men lining up to get lured, it's heading out to be feminized. But I don't highlight my hair, I've still got a pair. Still a guy. All my eyebrows ain't plucked. There's a gun in my truck. Oh, thank God, I'm still a guy. Yeah, boy.
Thank you.
Her telephone rang about a quarter till nine. She heard his voice on the other end of the line. She wondered what was wrong this time. She never knew what his calls might bring. With a cowboy like him, it could be anything. And she always expected the worst in the back of her mind. He said, it's cold out here and I'm all alone. Didn't make the short go again, and I'm coming home. I know I've been away too long. I never got a chance to write or call. And I know this rodeo's been hard on us all. But I'll be home soon. And honey, is there something wrong? Said, don't bother coming home. By the time you get here, I'll be long gone. There's somebody new, and he sure ain't no rodeo man. He said, I'm sorry it's come down to this. There's so much about you that I'm gonna miss. But it's all right, baby, if I hurry, I can still make Cheyenne. Gotta go now, baby, if I hurry, I can still make Cheyenne. He left that phone dangling off the hook, then slowly turned around and gave it one last look. And he just walked away. He aimed his truck toward that Wyoming line. With a little luck, he could still get there in time. And in that Cheyenne wind, he could still hear her say, she said, don't bother coming home. By the time you get here, I'll be long gone. There's somebody new, and he sure ain't no rodeo man. He said, I'm sorry it's come down to this. There's so much about you that I'm gonna miss. But it's alright, baby, if I hurry, I can still make Cheyenne. Baby, if I hurry, I can still make Cheyenne. She never knew what his calls might bring. With a cowboy like him, it could be anything. And she always expected the worst in the back of her mind.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Somebody blew up a building, somebody stole a car, somebody got away, somebody didn't get too far, yeah, they didn't get too far.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man had to answer for the wicked that he done. Take all the rope
up in Texas, find a tall old tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street for all the people to see.
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. We got too many gangsters doing dirty deeds.
Too much corruption and crime in the streets.
It's time the long arm of the law put a few more in the ground.
I'm all to their maker, and he'll settle them down.
You can bet he'll settle them down. Cause justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, saying whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
We'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Toby Keith, Willie Nelson, and Beer for My Horses here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the 50s, and we have a big warm-up on the way for the weekend, and we'll have details with our ag weather forecast next hour. Also next hour, Jerry Clark in from UW Extension. They recently held a manure application workshop, and we're going to have more on that with Jerry next hour in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. The soybean markets continue to feel the pressure of no Chinese sales. We'll talk about it coming up. Dairy farmers, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy farmers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison, September 30th through October 3rd. Make the drive, bring your passion, and be a part of the dairy event of the year. World Dairy Expo 2025. The road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The soybean market is feeling the pressure as the new marketing year began September 1st. Arlen Suderman, chief commodities economist for StoneX, says the markets noticed the new year beginning with no sales to China on the books.
Their lead negotiator was in the United States to negotiate last week and went home without anything substantial to show for it. Both sides, U.S. and Chinese negotiators, released statements that were very vanilla in nature. Both their statements said things are complicated. That's not wording that gives us a lot of hope or encouragement.
While U.S. soybean growers are urgently waiting for a resolution to reopen their biggest market, China isn't sitting still.
And meanwhile, what do we see? We see President Xi Jinping of China meeting with President Putin of Russia, meeting with Prime Minister Modi of India, meeting with Brazil, saying that they're going to gather together to fight against Trump and his tariffs. We see a court that rules, an appeals court that rules against the Trump tariffs. That increases the uncertainty, that emboldens those countries that are trying to fight against us and may unwind some of the trade deals we have that were good for agriculture.
If the tariff case does go to the U.S. Supreme Court, Suderman says that doesn't necessarily mean that the tariffs will be gone.
There are still a couple of other avenues that the Trump administration can try for keeping the tariffs in place, but it does put them on a little bit shakier footing, and that's exactly what some of these countries are holding out for and hoping is that the Trump administration loses on this and that they won't have to give up anything. The whole purpose of this was to get these countries to lower their tariffs and their non-tariff restrictions. And so all of that may be out the window.
Arlen Suderman with StoneX. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny and warm today with highs in the lower 80s. An isolated shower or storm possible after midnight tonight. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and mild, a low of 65. Pretty toasty this weekend, 86 Saturday, near 90 on Sunday. The bathroom you always wanted, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet at 800-329-4115. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Suddenly this crazy world made more sense to me. Well, I heard today and I couldn't help but sing along. 'Cause every time I hear that song, and I go back to a two-tone short-bed Chevy, driving my first love out to the levee, living life with no sense of time. And I go back to the feel of a 50-yard line, some raspberry wine. The Russian time would stop right in its tracks. Every time I hear that song, baby. Frat parties, college bars, just trying to impress the ladies. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along. 'Cause every time I hear that song, I go back to the smell of an old gym floor and the taste of salt on a Carolina shore after graduation and drinking goodbye to friends. To watch a summer fade to fall, growing up too fast, and I do recall wishing time would stop right in its tracks. Every time I hear that song, somehow stamped our lives, takes us to another place and time. So I go back to the pew, preacher and a choir, singing about God and brimstone and fire, and the smell of Sunday chicken after church. And I go back to the loss of a real good friend and the 16 summers I shared with him. Now only the good die young stops me in my tracks. Every time I hear that song, I'll go back, I'll go back to the field of the 50-yard line, a blanket of girls, some raspberry wine. I'll go back. Watching summer fade to fall, growing up too fast, and I do recall. I'll go back,
I'll go back
to the loss of a real good friend and the 16 summers I shared with him.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Kenny Chesney, I go back here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the 50s across the region this morning. Farmers and ranchers working with USDA's Farm Service Agency or National Resource Conservation Service can now sign and share documents online in just a few clicks by using Box or OneSpan. Farmers, you can digitally complete a business transaction without leaving the home or operation. Both services are free, secure, and available for multiple FSA and NRCS programs. Now, USDA Service Center are available to help producers get started with Box and OneSpan through a few simple steps. Just visit farmers.gov/mydocs to learn more about Box and OneSpan, tips for getting started, and additional resources for conducting business with USDA online. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by BASF. Plan smart, grow smart with the experts at BASF. Livestock producers across America have warned for years about the declining number of large animal veterinarians willing to practice in rural America, but the shortage is growing acute. Last week, the USDA rolled out a new strategy to help tackle the issue, and I'll have the details when we come back. Catch up on the latest episodes of Plan Smart, Grow Smart by BASF. We talk to real farmers about real problems, like David Palmer in Northwest Missouri about tar spot.
It's been around here. It come on late last year, so we didn't have a big issue with it other than turn everything black when it was combined. But I'm afraid this year, if it stays hot and dry, we might be in trouble.
And Nick Gaelic in Northern Illinois shares his approach to controlling tough weeds like water hemp and giant ragweed.
I got out of college in 2000, so I came right in the middle of the Roundup.
Absolutely.
And developed the resistance. And it was a very cheap, efficient way to go about it, made a lot of money doing it. But that's come and gone. We got to do a two-pass program. The main thing for us, we got to keep them from coming up, or we got to kill it when it's little. It's fine if you got to do a rescue, but let's try to prevent getting to that point if any way possible.
Hear their stories and learn more at PlanSmartGrowSmart.com. In a recent speech, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins announced the Rural Veterinary Action Plan, a nationwide effort designed to expand the pipeline of food animal veterinarians and strengthen recruitment into USDA service. Rollins emphasized the importance of the initiative, saying, quote, "Rural veterinarians are vital for the ag economy in the United States. With these new investments, USDA is not only strengthening our animal food production system, but also listening to producers and veterinarians across the country to ensure our programs meet real-world needs." The plan includes expanded funding for the Veterinary Medicine Loan Repayment Program and the Veterinary Services Grant Program, both of which will now offer easier access through streamlined online applications. The USDA is also launching a new economic research study to map and project rural veterinary shortages, with the results expected in mid-2026. In addition, federal recruitment and retention will be improved with new tools like special pay, tuition reimbursements, and hiring bonuses. The USDA also plans to better connect rural veterinarians with existing government resources, such as rural development loans and loan guarantees that can help young professionals establish veterinary practices. Finally, listening sessions with stakeholders are scheduled through October 1st, aimed at identifying barriers and boosting representation for rural communities in veterinary schools. The American Veterinary Medical Association has long advocated for exactly this kind of support. The AVMA points out that many graduates carry heavy student debt, which can often discourage them from pursuing lower-paying food animal work in rural communities. The group has been pushing for the Rural Veterinary Workforce Act, which would make federal loan repayment awards tax-free and give new veterinarians a stronger incentive to practice in underserved areas. The need is undeniable. Less than 5% of veterinary graduates now enter food animal practice, compared to 40% 4 decades ago. I'll have more when we come back.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
The new Rural Veterinary Action Plan from USDA is an attempt to rebuild the rural veterinarian industry by addressing financial hurdles, improving outreach, and investing in recruitment. The USDA is taking steps to ensure rural America has the veterinary expertise it needs to safeguard both livestock and the nation's food supply. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by BASF. Plan smart, grow smart with BASF. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. That's 800-879-4098.
Real country.
Real country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Are you alone? Can you talk? Right or wrong, I had to hear your voice again.
again. Unwritten law, protocol says to leave the past alone. I just wanted you to know that sometimes driving home at night, I let your memory take control, and you're sitting by my side. I turn up the radio, cruise down old Route 59. Girl, it's solid gold. Well, I'll let you go. I just wanted you to know. Through the vine, I heard your life has turned out well. As for mine, you know it's really hard to tell. 'Cause now and then, what might have been interferes with what might be. And I just wanted you to know, sometimes driving home at night, I let your memory take control, and you're sitting by my side. Turn up the radio and cruise down old Route 59. Girl, it's solid gold. Well, I'll let you go. I just wanted you to know. Please don't cry, I'll say goodbye, and I won't call you anymore. But I just wanted you to know, sometimes driving home at night, I let your memory take control, and you're sitting by my side. I turn up the radio, cruise down the go. I just wanted you to know.
Thanks for listening to Real Country 1430. We knew you'd take the bait.
Every form of refuge has its price, and it breaks her heart to think her love is only given to a man with hands as cold as ice. So she tells him she must go out. She's going and she's leaving. She is headed for the cheating side of town. You can't. Another night, it's gonna be a long one. She draws a shade and hangs her head to cry. My, oh my, you sure know how to arrange things. You set it up so well, so carefully.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association and state leadership is kicking off Wisconsin's agricultural tourism fall season that runs through November 2nd by visiting and recognizing many agricultural tourism destinations. This fall, guests are invited to explore Wisconsin agricultural tourism destinations. Agriculture tourism provides opportunities for families to have authentic experiences filled with learning, food, and fun on the farm. In the USDA Crop Progress Report released September 8th, eight states reported harvested corn. Current progress across the eight states was 4%. The five-year average for harvested corn at this time of year is 3%. A closer look at the states that reported harvest activity. Texas leads the way with the most harvested corn reported at 69%. USDA reported 44% of North Carolina corn was harvested. This time last year, 31% had been harvested in North Carolina. The five-year average is 37%. Harvested corn in Tennessee was reported at 28%, up 16 percentage points from the prior week. Kentucky was added to the list for the first time this year, with 18% of their corn in that state harvested. A new report from the International Association of Fairs and Expositions shows agricultural fairs generate nearly $52 billion in economic impact across the United States. David Grindel, president and CEO, says the 2025 Economic Impact Study highlighted the financial contributions from 1,400 fairs. We look at how much money the fair and fairgrounds spend and puts back into the community they're buying from local resources, he said. When we get into fair attendance, attendees who come in, they spend money in that community and spend money also at the fair. He told Brownfield these events generate year-round income. They really are that big of an event space that's bringing tourism dollars in. And so that's showing that year-round impact, Grindel said. He says more than 60% of the U.S. population attended a fair in 2024. He says fairs are helping to educate and show people how to connect with the source of their food. The Trump administration is making another run at reforming the way H-2A minimum wage rates for farm workers are set in a manner that could provide some relief for farmers during a time of continued uncertainty about workers who are in the country illegally. A big question is whether the administration will follow the strategy they tried to implement as President Trump was leaving office in 2020, or come up with a new method of setting the adverse effect wage rates that farmers must pay H-2A workers. Farm groups contend the wage levels in the USDA survey led to unsustainable increases in labor costs when growers employ H-2A workers, and the Labor Department isn't required by law to base adverse effect wage rates on the survey. However, the law does require the Labor Department to ensure H-2A workers a farmer wants to hire will not be adversely affected with the wage and working conditions of workers in the United States that are similarly employed. The Bureau of Land Management has begun the process of rolling back the Biden administration's rule allowing conservation leases on its land. That, according to Successful Farming, the agency on Wednesday released a proposal to rescind the 2024 public lands rule, which aimed to put conservation uses of land on equal footing with grazing, energy production, mining, and recreation. The previous administration's public lands rule had the potential to block access to hundreds of thousands of acres of multiple-use land, preventing energy and mineral production, timber management, grazing, and recreation across the West, said Interior Secretary Doug Burgum. The most effective caretakers of our federal lands are those whose livelihoods rely on its well-being, he said. BLM's proposal says the agency has determined the rule is, quote, unnecessary and violates existing statutory requirements. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny and warm today with highs in the lower 80s. An isolated shower or storm possible after midnight tonight. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and mild. A low of 65. Pretty toasty this weekend, 86 Saturday, near 90 on Sunday. The bathroom you always wanted, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet at 800-329-4115. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Between love and money, she used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her
singers singing about how they can love deeper than the oceans, higher than the stars above. Well, I come from the country and I know I ain't seen it all, but I heard that ocean salty and the stars they sometimes fall. And that would not do justice to the way I feel for you, so I had to sing a song about all the things I knew. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. From the back roads to the Broadway shows, with a million miles between, there's at least a million love songs that people love to sing. And everyone is different, everyone's the same, and this is just another way of saying the same thing. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall December.